Matthew chapter 9 this morning. Matthew chapter number 9. We'll start reading this morning with verse number 27 out of Matthew chapter 9. First book in the New Testament. Matthew. So if you go to Mark, you went too far. Matthew chapter 9. Let's all stand in reverence and respect to the Word of God. As we read from the Bible here, Matthew chapter 9, we'll start with verse 27 and we'll read through verse number 30. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thou son of David, have mercy on us. And when he had come unto the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus said unto them, Believe that I am able to do this? And they said, Yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, According to your faith, be it unto you. And their eyes were opened, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, See, that no man knoweth it. I want to talk to you on this subject this morning, according to your faith. According to your faith. Let's pray. Father, thank you now for this morning again. Thank you for those that have come. I ask, Holy Spirit, that you'd open our hearts and our minds to the simple truth that we're about to hear, and that we, as your people, would cause you would cause us to grow closer to you as a result of what we hear. Help us to apply this to our life. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Jesus' miracles always had a wonderful spiritual lesson hidden inside of them somewhere. There's always a treasure to be discovered when we look at the miracles that Jesus has done. And today I want to show you one of those little treasures that we find in this particular miracle. Here in this passage, two blind men are following Jesus and they're crying out and they're saying that they need to be healed from their blindness. They can't see where they're going. Somebody has to lead them. I don't know if they were blinded as adults. I don't know if they were blinded at birth. I don't know if they were blinded somewhere in life. But they couldn't see. And they needed help. And they came. I'm sure they had gone to doctors. I'm sure they had gone to physicians. I'm sure they had sought help from other places. But weren't able to get the help they needed. And so now, they're coming to Jesus. And Jesus asks them a simple question. As they approach him, Jesus asks them one very important question. He says these simple words. Do you believe that I'm able to do this? I wonder how many times in our life, when it comes to prayer, Jesus asks to you and I the same question. Do you believe that I'm able to do this? When just a little while ago at our offering time, we played a song called Living by Faith. Living by faith in Jesus alone, trusting, abiding in His great love. That's what faith is about. They said, we do believe that you could do this. We believe by faith that you're able to do this. And so because of their faith, God was able to perform this amazing miracle. Faith is important. You could say that when faith prays for rain, it always brings an umbrella with it. In Hebrews chapter 11 and verse number 1, it says, Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Faith is a fantastic part that human beings play in their salvation. That's the only part we play in our salvation. For by grace are you saved, that's by God, through faith. That's our part. That's the only part that you and I have in salvation. So afterwards, faith is what God uses then to reveal how much we're going to trust Him. Are we trusting Him to take us to heaven? Yes, we are. So by faith, we accept Jesus Christ's payment of His death, His burial, and His resurrection for our death, our burial, and our resurrection by faith. Everything we do from that point forward after trusting Christ, we need to do by faith. It's one thing to say the water's fine. It's quite another thing to say, come on in and jump in the water. That's what faith is all about. Not just saying, oh, I believe, but then by going through and believing. These blind men in this passage knew about Jesus. Jesus was the talk of the whole country at that time. Unless they chose to believe that Jesus could heal them, they would have not passed the test of His first question. What was that question again? Very simply, believe that I'm able to do this. That was the only question. Jesus wanted to make sure that they had their faith and that their faith was real. So then he says this. I think this is an amazing statement. In verse number 29, he touched their eyes. He then touched he their eyes, saying, this is an amazing statement right here. According to your faith, be it unto you. According to your faith, be it unto you. Everything we do is by faith. I have never seen Jesus. I've never shaken His hand. I've never touched His cheek. I've never seen His hair. I don't even know what clothes He has on. I've never seen the prints of the nails in His hands. I've never seen His side where the spear went in and outflowed blood and water. I've never seen His feet where the nails were in His feet holding Him to the cross. I've never heard His voice in an audible format. I've never seen the color of His eyes. There's nothing about Jesus that I've actually touched, seen, smelled, or felt. Nothing. Everything since my salvation and yours has been by faith. And if the truth were known, you haven't seen any of those things either. Because if you did, you'd be in heaven. You wouldn't be here at Lighthouse Baptist Church in Cleveland, Ohio this morning. You'd be in heaven. And the truth is, none of us have seen it. And so, according to your faith, be it unto you. So when it comes to living our life as Christians, it's not according to what Jesus wants as much as it's according to what we're able to trust Him with. It's faith. Everything you do in the future for Doug and Angie as they go to the Philippines will be done by faith. It's not going to be what they can muster up or what they can figure out. It's going to have to be by what they trust Jesus for. And are they willing to trust Him according to your faith? It's going to be happening to you. Not according to your friend's faith. Not according to your parents' faith. Not according to your in-laws' faith. Not according to your children's faith. Not according to your neighbor's faith. Not according to your church's faith. But according to your faith. And that's exactly the same in your life. What is it that you need God's power in? What is it that you need a prayer answered in? So many times we say, how come God won't answer my prayer? It's not that God didn't answer your prayer. He answered your prayer according to your faith. That's what He did here. Is this not a prayer on their part? Their prayer was, Lord, heal me. I'm blind. I can't see. Would You be the great physician? And would You heal my body and cause me to see? That's their prayer, isn't it? Yeah. And He said, okay, sure. Do you believe I can do it? Yes, we believe you can do it. Then according to your faith. If they had faith that was just a little bit of faith and not a lot of faith, I wonder how much vision they would have received. Apparently, their vision was completely restored because they were completely trusting that Jesus could do this. But if they would have had some of the faith that you and I have sometimes, how much vision would they have gotten that day? And how many things are you having God meet in your needs in your life? They really believed so much so that according to their faith, they were completely healed. Are they completely saw? Look in verse number 30. It says in verse number 30, and their eyes were open, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, see that no man knoweth it. Don't go around telling everybody. There's a reason that Jesus did that. By the way, we don't have to tell everybody everything that happens in our life. But what we do need to talk to is Jesus. Amen? We do need to speak to Him. We do need to spend time letting Him know. We need to let Him have the glory and the honor that goes along with it. And by the way, He got it because they saw, and He knew that they saw, and they knew they saw, and they knew who did it. Jesus. Now sometimes I think maybe we talk too much. I know I do. And what we really need to do is just glorify God. Tell Him thank you. Spend time praising Him and honoring Him and glorifying Him. What we would have normally done is get excited about the fact we could see. And we wouldn't even have thought about telling other people how Jesus did it. We're excited that we're on our way to heaven. But we always often forget to tell other people that it's the one, Jesus is the one who's done it for you and I. So, if they had not had faith, their eyesight would have been the exact same as it was before they met Jesus. But because they did have faith, they were healed. So their eyes were open and they were able to see the whole world for the first time in maybe a very long time or the first time in their life. The Christian life then requires faith. So let us look at a few things this morning that requires faith in your life and my life. Number one, soul winning requires faith. Soul winning. Soul winning is telling other people how to go to heaven. Listen, the whole purpose that you and I get stay alive and walk on this earth after our salvation is for us to tell other people how to go to heaven. It's not for us to rejoice in our salvation and get things from God that we want. The whole purpose of our being here after we get saved is for the command that God has given to you and I to go out and tell the whole world, to give everybody the gospel message while you're in Matthew. Turn to the last chapter of the book of Matthew, if you would. Matthew, chapter 28. And verse number 18. In chapter 28 of Matthew. And Jesus spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye, that's you and me, go ye. Therefore, and teach all nations. That's our job, tell everybody. Teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. So you and I are to go out and tell other people how to go to heaven. That's our purpose. That's our reason for being here. Look, if you would, please, in Mark chapter 16. In verse number, I'm sorry, not Mark, did I say that? Mark 16, verse number 15. Mark 16:15. And he said unto them, go ye in all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Who? Go ye. That's you and me. We're to give the gospel message to other people. If we spent our lives doing what we're commanded to do here, we wouldn't have time to feel sorry for ourselves. We wouldn't have time to get in trouble between the world of flesh and the devil. We'd be busy doing things. We wouldn't have time to get mad. We'd be busy telling other people what's the most important thing, and that's how to go from this earth here to spending eternity in heaven. Because if we don't tell them, who's going to? The world isn't telling anybody that. In fact, they're telling them the opposite. They say, you'd be good enough, you get there. And we know that's not true. Sin's been paid for through Jesus Christ. Go ye, and he said unto them, go ye in all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. So we need to make sure folks get the chance to believe. So it's by faith, isn't it? And these things shall follow them that believe in the name, that thou shalt cast out devils, and they shall speak with new tongues, and they shall take up serpents, and if any drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. And he shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat at the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to go out and preach. It takes faith to do that. Faith is confidence and trusting in God. Is that right? What did the blind men do? They came trusting that there was no doctor that could heal them, no human being that could heal them. There wasn't anything that they could do. They went to Jesus and said, you're it. That's all we have. If you can't do this, it can't be done. And by faith, he healed them. Do you believe I can do it? Yes, I do. Then according to your faith, you'll be healed. Well, then, according to their faith, they were healed. According to their faith, be it unto you. And so, because they trusted him completely, they were healed. So then we need to trust him completely to give us the courage to tell other people. Can I tell you why we don't tell other people? Because we're afraid. That's the truth. We're nervous. We're thinking that people will feel oddly about us. If everywhere we went, we gave out a gospel tract and told everybody how we're going to go to heaven and how we want them to go to heaven, they'd start telling you, you're a nut. That's right. That's exactly right. I've been told that many times. But here's my response to that. I'll give you a good response. At least I'm screwed on the right bolt. Amen? I may be a nut, but at least I'm screwed on the right bolt. And so I would rather tell folks and be an oddball than to let my friends go to hell. Let my family go to hell. Let my neighbors go to hell. Let my enemies go to hell. Hell's real to me. Hell should be real to you as well. It's not really real to the world. The only ones that are going to tell them about it is you and I. So it takes faith. It takes faith to trust that Jesus is going to do what He says. And by the way, because of that, multitudes of people, even such as yourselves, have received Jesus Christ as their Savior, because there's been nuts like me that go out and just tell other people about Jesus Christ. By the way, that's what it takes. I'm not worried about what they say about me. It doesn't matter. They don't know me. If you really knew me, you probably wouldn't like me. But if you knew me a little bit, you probably like me. And that's the truth. We really were worried about people liking us or not liking us. And that's not what the issue is all about. The issue is, are they going to go to heaven? Or are they going to go to hell? And the truth is, I don't know how long someone has to live. Life is short. The older I get, the shorter it becomes. Even this year, I did a funeral of a 4-month-old baby. This year, we've seen young people die in their 20s. We've seen elderly people die. We've seen teenagers die. Been a lot of death this year. Unexpected deaths. Suddenly somebody's gotten sick. Within a couple weeks, they're gone. What's that all about? It's about life. And because we don't know how long people are going to live, we need to give everybody the gospel message. Because then tomorrow could be their last day. We don't know. I think of Matt's mom, who was completely healthy as far as everybody knew. She had some issues that had been going on for a few years, but they didn't know what it was. But she seemed healthy on the outside. She gets the word of cancer. And boom, 4 weeks later, she's off into eternity. That's happened so many times. I'm just saying, ladies and gentlemen, we don't know. So we need to give out the gospel message. And it's by faith we carry that message. Number two. It takes faith to give to the Lord's work in our tithe and our offerings. It takes faith to give to the Lord's work in our tithe and our offerings. You know, it's tough to take out your wallet after you received a $100 paycheck and take $10 and put it in the offering place, because that's what God asked us to do. That's tithe, 10%. It's tough after getting paid $250 and not knowing if you're going to make your bills, taking $25 and dropping it in the offering plate, saying that $25 may be what I need to pay my electric bill. It's tough to take that wallet out and put money in the offering plate, saying that that's what God wants me to do, but it's by faith we do that, and by faith, God rewards us. It's by faith. Did you notice what He said here to these two blind men? Again, let's look again in verse 27. At the last half of verse 27, according to your faith, be it unto you. So when I give by faith, I'm by faith believing that God's going to take care of me. My wife and I have been tithing our whole married life. We just celebrated our 33rd wedding anniversary. For our whole married life, we have tithed. And I believe that's why God's taking such good care of us. We're not rich, but we're cared for. We don't have a lot, but we got enough. We always eat. Power seems to always be on. We always have water to take showers with and to clean up with and to wash our clothes with and cook with. It's amazing how those little things go unnoticed by us. But those are what our needs are. And He's always met our needs. And we're able to do other things too. We're able to get a car. There's a lot of people in this world that can't even buy a car. We're able to put a little bit of money in the bank from time to time. Not much, just enough to pay for the next month's bills, you know? Hey, you know what we have? We have cell phones. Cell phones. When I was growing up, that was a spy gadget. That was an imaginary thing that would never take place. And I remember a TV show years ago called Get Smart, where he took off his shoe and he'd take off the heel and he'd talk into the bottom of the shoe. It was like a cell phone. It is. It wasn't. And so he'd take his shoe and put it back on after his phone call was over. And I can take a phone out of my pocket anywhere and push it in there. I could call somebody. It's an amazing thing. I remember when CB radios were real big time, and you thought you were really cool having a CB radio in your car, and you could talk to other people that are driving down the road. Now they're making laws where you can't text. Text? I never heard of texting until just a few years ago. Send a written message that you type out on your telephone. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I remember when you text just by pushing the buttons, and now you got keyboards that appear out of no place. It's amazing. We've been able to do all that. And I believe it's according to your faith. As you give to the Lord gives back to you. Not according to what you've earned, but according to your faith. According to your faith. God takes care of us. There's been times where my wife and I have had a lot of money. There's been times where we've had almost no money. Seems like money comes, money goes. Never stays around to visit anybody very long. But by faith, He's taking care of us. By faith, He'll take care of you. Because it takes faith to give. It takes faith to supply. It takes faith to look at God and say, okay, I'm going to take what I've earned and I'm going to take and invest it in heaven. You're going to invest it somewhere. Might as well invest it in heaven. You know, I remember when my mom and dad passed away. They passed away very close in years to each other, I think. It almost was 3 years, almost to the day, from the time my dad passed away to my mom passed away. We went back to the house after my mom had passed away, and we all went inside, and you know what? Everything was there. My mom didn't take anything with her. When you pass away, nothing goes with you. We went upstairs, and they picked out a dress for my mom to wear, and they brought some pictures of her for them to do her hair, and maybe some makeup, and they brought it down, and some things they wanted our family wanted to bury her with, and they prepared her body and put it in a casket, put her in the ground just a few miles from here. But everything was there at the house. Her purse was at the house. Her car keys were still in her purse. Her car was still parked in the garage. The cupboards were still filled with food. The plates were still in the cabinet. Her clothes still hung in the closet. Her things were still on her dresser. She could come back at any moment and just live there. Anybody could. Everything was there. Because we don't take anything with us. Oftentimes I think we invest way too much money in what we do here. And worry about what we have here. And not what we've invested in eternity. When you tithe, when you give by faith, you're investing in heaven. I'd much rather invest in heaven than here. Number three, what else is by faith? Prayer takes faith. Prayer takes faith. Prayer takes faith. It is very evident that those things that we want so badly yet we cannot have is because we are not investing faith in the Lord. Faith is fully and completely depending on Him to answer it according to His will. Not our will. God isn't a genie where we take a... Here comes the genie. Oh, Masha, I give you 3 wishes. That's not what it's about. That's not what Jesus is. He's not a genie in a bottle that pops out and says, okay, Master, tell me what you want. He's our God. He loves you. He loves me. He wants the best for you. He wants the best for me. And though maybe we don't always understand how He answers prayer, we need to go to Him by faith that He might answer the prayer according to your faith. According to my faith. That's how He answers prayer. How about this? Number four, to have victory over sin takes faith. To have victory over sin takes faith. It's easy to do what our flesh wants to do. It's hard to tell the flesh, no, don't do that. Don't touch that. Don't go there. Don't behave that way. Don't speak that way. Don't think that way. It takes faith to overcome sin and temptation. It takes faith. Not something that I'm investing in me. And that's often what we do. We try to turn over a new leaf in life. We say, I'm just not going to do that anymore. And that's good intentions. And I'm glad that you and I feel that way. But the truth is that as soon as the wind blows again, and it's a little more blusterous than the last wind was, we're going to blow our leaf right back over and find ourselves in the right back in the same position we were before. Because we're trying to do it rather than letting God do it. So if we were the same two people and we had our same request, but this time it wasn't blindness, we said, Lord, help me overcome this sin. Help me overcome this problem that I'm having in my life. The first thing Jesus would say to you and I is, do you believe I can do it? Yeah, Lord, I believe I can. You can do it. That's why I'm coming to you. And then the second part of that's going to come. Then according to your faith, according to your faith, be it unto you. So it's our faith then that gives us the power to overcome sin, temptation. It's not work. For by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. That's deliverance from sin right there. By the way, that's the same as true about deliverance from sin and temptation after we're saved. For by grace are you overcoming sin. And not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works. I can try and try and try and try and try and try and try. And that's what we do. Dear Lord, help me overcome this. That's what we say. But that's not the proper prayer. The proper prayer is, Lord, I'm just giving it to you. Deliver me. Do you believe I can do it? That's why I'm coming to you. Then according to your faith, be it done unto you. So I'm going to fully and completely trust the Lord. In the meantime, I'm going to continue to read His Word. I'm going to continue to trust Him because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So I want my faith to increase because the more I read His Word, and the more I hear the preaching of His Word, the more I apply His Word to my life, the greater my faith becomes. And now the bigger temptations that seem to overwhelm me so easily are going to be able to be overcome because what happened? My faith grew. So according to my faith. So when I first get saved, maybe my faith isn't as strong. And then it grows, but then I have backslide, if you want to call it that. Or how about this? Reality strikes. And I have to grow some more. And I fall backwards a little bit. Maybe my faith isn't as strong as it was, and I got back tied up in some things I shouldn't be tied up in. And I got involved with some areas that I shouldn't be in. And I kind of backed up my Christian life a little bit. So now my faith's got to grow some more so that I can overcome those weaknesses that I have. But then after I get past there, there's always more stuff in front of me that I find that are bigger. It's just like growing up. A child doesn't understand all the things in life that you can't do and you can do. As you get older, you find, okay, I conquered this, now I grow up, and now there's this, now I've conquered this, and I grow up a little bit more, and now there's this. And I grow up, and all through life, we keep growing up, and it never ends. We keep finding new things, and the truth is, that's how our faith grows. And as our faith grows, we keep finding new things to conquer. And it's according to our faith. So oftentimes, the failure that we have in life isn't God failing us, because God doesn't fail. It's our failure to trust Him in faith, because here we see a perfect example of what Jesus teaches. It's according to our faith. Am I saved according to faith? Yes. So then I'm going to live then according to my faith. Isn't that right? So I used to hear a preacher say, and I never understood this for so long, every failure is a faith failure. Every prayer failure is a prayer failure. Because in prayer, I'm fully trusting the Lord. And I didn't quite understand that. Now as I grow in grace, I understand it's my faith. It's my faith. I got to trust Him more. The more I trust Him, the more He takes care of me. How about this, number five? Finding the right direction in life. The right spouse. The right way to raise your children. The right blah, blah, blah. The right direction. No matter what it may be in life. All takes faith. Where does God want me to work? Where does He want me to do? What goals that He has for me in my life? You know, all that takes simply faith. I just have to do it by faith. Faith is trusting the Lord. I'm going to trust Him to give me the right job. I'm going to trust Him to give me the right home. I'm going to trust Him to give me the right car. I'm going to trust Him with my finances. I'm going to trust Him with my children. I'm going to trust Him with raising my children the right way. I'm going to trust Him with educating my children in the right way. I'm going to trust Him by taking care of me and my family as we get older. All of this, finding the right direction in life, no matter what that direction may be, must be by faith. Must be by faith. It's very easy for you and I to enter in to the area of faith and take over from God. Move over, God, let me handle that. I got this one, Lord. You take care of the next one, but I got this one. Truth is, I don't have any of them because I keep making all the same mistakes over and over again. And so I just need to go back to Him and allow Him, by faith, to take me the direction that He wants me to go in. I want to be for Him what He wants me to be. Period. I want to be in the place that He wants me to be in, not the place that I choose to be in myself. So I must trust Him then. Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 6 says this: "But without faith, it's impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him." So will He reward you and I if we diligently seek Him? The answer is yes. And how do we seek Him then? With faith. Because without faith, it's impossible to please Him. So without faith, I can't do anything. I'm going to fail. God wants us to have faith. He wants us to do right. So how about you in your life right now? Is your life being run by faith, or is it being run by you? Is it being run by me? Is your life right now, is it requiring you to have faith? Or is it requiring you just to do what you feel best is to do? Is your whole Christian life based on Jesus Christ? In the last statement that He made to these men, according to your faith be it unto you. Or are you comfortable where you're at, just happy to be what you're doing, and not trusting Christ with anything? Oftentimes that's where we live. We're comfortable. We don't want to change. It's easier not to change than it is to change. Change takes effort, hard work, a lot of trust, earnest prayer. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much, and it's easier not to have that fervent prayer than it is to fervently pray. Let's just face it, that's the truth. So are we living comfortably because we're happy where we're at? I mean, it's not as bad as it could be. And it's not as good as it could be. But I'm comfortable. That's not what you want for your children. That's not what you want for your spouse. That's not what God wants for you. God wants the very best. And the very best comes from us trusting Him in faith. So as we go about your life this week, remember about this subject of faith and live a wonderful, faith-filled life that God desires for every one of His children. For that's what He wants for you. And that's what He wants for me. Father, I thank You for what we've learned today. Holy Spirit,